Good morning. I can say good morning because it's 11:56, and so I can just get in under the wire. It's Friday morning, 6th of May, and I'm not at work. 5th of May is Cinco de Mayo. It's a celebration of the Battle of Puebla when the Mexicans beat the French. Hurrah! And so it's normally a national holiday, and but it's a Thursday. And so the Education Board decided to instead give us Friday off, which is really good because yesterday, assuming that it had been a day off work, I took the sixth grade, or we took, Maria came as well, we took the sixth grade to Disney for their graduation trip to celebrate. It was an exceptionally long, hard day. Started at 5 o'clock, the alarms went off in our bedroom, and we didn't get back into bed till well past 1 o'clock last night. And including that, of course, was getting all the way up to LA, to Anaheim, to the Disney, and walking around, which we did constantly for several hours. It was a really good day, that said, although it's very, very tiring, it was an excellent day. I recommend going to Disney on a Thursday. We didn't have to queue. The longest queue we did was 35 minutes, and that was for Roger Rabbit, which was silly, but it being a school day, most of the schools weren't there, so it was little kids, and it was the little kid rides which had the biggest queues. Space Mountain was never got longer than 15 minutes, and we got onto that three times. The Matterhorn we kept getting onto. Indiana Jones, although we'd fast passed it, the queues were minimal. So it was a really, really good day. The best news of the day, though, is I finally managed to lift the curse. Now, for me, I have a load of difficulty. When people ask you, what's your favourite film or what's your favourite book, I can never really answer the question because it just depends how you feel in the moment or what was the last film you saw or the last book you read. But it's always dead simple to me. If anybody asks me, what's the film you hate the most? The film I hate the most is a film called When Saturday Comes. Now, this is a film about Sheffield United. Sheffield United, a team I support. And it stars Sean Bean. Sean Bean is also a Sheffield United supporter. And he plays a Sheffield United player. I mean, this is a film made for me. It should be absolutely fantastic. But the film is so, so bad. At the end of it, when Sean Bean lines up to take a penalty against Manchester United to win a match, I have been known to shout, well, I've been known once, because I've only ever sat through the film once, to shout, miss, as he takes it, because the film is so bad, I hope he misses. And this film has haunted me as the worst film ever, that when people go, what's your worst film? And I have to say, When Saturday Comes. Oh, is that because it's about Sheffield United? I suppose it is, because it hurts so much. Anyway, the good news is that is no longer the worst film ever. Yesterday, I sat through a 16-minute 3D film that actually made my eyeballs bleed. It was incredibly awful. There is a film called Captain EO, which stars Michael Jackson, and it's in 3D, and I just don't know. Quickly, I've got 20 seconds.
I was surprised to think that 3D was actually so shit, because I didn't remember it being that crap, because I didn't remember it at all. It was awful. And he had superpowers. He turned bad people into 80s dancers. One did not know what was worse.
It was just abysmal. However, the highlight of it was it gave the kids something to really, really remember.
Is that we future's that Houston woman? What's her name?
Angelica Houston.
Awful.
And it gave them something to remember and sort of tied up the whole day. Anyway, running
the
out
poor
of time.
Woman.
I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye bye now.